Welcome to the I Self-Reflect podcast, where together we'll work to achieve self-love, self-growth, and self-reflection.
I want you to be your own guru. I want you to realize how powerful you really are, because I believe what we say to ourselves is of great importance, and our mind is our greatest asset.
Now, here's your host, Laureano Mercado.
Hello, my beautiful peoples. Question: how are you doing today? Like, really, how are you doing today? New question: when was the last time you asked somebody that question? And when was the last time someone asked you that question? Now, I'm a pretty firm believer that we all have to be selfish to a point, meaning, the only way we can truly help others is by helping ourselves first. Hence, think about when you have to fly in a plane, and the flight attendant always says to put on your safety mask first in case of emergency, then help those in need. If you're unable to breathe and are in a panic, how do you suppose that turnout will look? Probably pretty fucking nuts. But to those around you, in a plane or not, and to those in your close circle or not, have you ever felt in the past when somebody asked you, hey, how are you doing today? Now, please take a few seconds to reflect on this while I wait. So I recently talked with a friend of mine who lives out of state, and she told me that she was feeling pretty fucked up and was thinking about hurting herself. Now, when you care for people, a question can find some unknown answers that you never thought were there in the first place. Now, besides all this craziness that's happening in the world today, as humans, we deal with our emotional state daily and forever. You know, you might have been that one person that was just in the right time and right place to be asked, hey, how are you doing today? Or asking somebody else, hey, how are you doing today? You know, the hidden cathartic energy that we all have has to be released. And it comes from questions like that. Well, it does help. You know, I believe naturally we do keep these emotions hidden from those close around us. And, you know, whether it's fear-based or, you know, you're just worried about being judged, or you're probably perhaps trying to avoid a conversation like that because maybe you just already know the outcome and you just don't want to hear it type thing. But let other people get out of their own way, you know, and just ask anyways. You might be in the right time and the right place for an answer you was never expecting. And perhaps somebody just needed to vent out, or just needed like a listening ear at that right time, and you were that listening ear. You know, we are each other's reflection. We have, well, the majority of us have felt the same emotional states before. Now, the person, frankly, my friend who lives out of state, also told me that she didn't want to hear any of my, quote, podcast talk to her about any of this that she was going through. Meaning, she just didn't want me to respond in a way she knew I might respond, which in my eyes is just always with, you know, unconditional love, care, and, you know, frankly, probably some worrisome making sure this person that I love and care for is okay. You know, and perhaps a different perspective on how to look at her now situation, you know, because I love providing, well, if you see it like this, have you seen it like this point of view? And what's some way together we can pretty much solve this sort of thing, so to say? And, or, you know, and sometimes people just want you to, you know, have a Coke and a smile and just shut the fuck up and let them just vent. But you can kind of feel that from a person, whether they want a response or just want to vent. And, you know, although I did give her a line of two of myself afterwards, which in her eyes, I'm sure deemed, quote, podcast talk. But I ended up making her laugh in doing so. And to be honest, that felt really fucking good, you know. It, for me, it just brings people back in the moment and be like, this is what, you know, every moment should feel like. Some laughter, joy, and just like a fresh of breath air and just life. Just feels fucking great. But, you know, in the end, you know, I ended up just telling her as well that if she ever just needed to vent with no response back at all, I was there for her. You know, sometimes the right answer is no answer. And sometimes the right answer is something out of just left field they never thought you would respond with. Or sometimes the right answer is what they already knew you would say, but just needed that reminder from you personally, because maybe you just happened to have that, quote, podcast talk of mind they were looking for and just needed just to hear again, but then didn't want to hear, you know. We have a funny way of reaching out to people, or reaching out to, I guess, your certain group of people that you feel comfortable talking to. And you kind of have to just be aware of yourself and others of how you should respond to that. And so I just ended up being myself, which deemed, I guess, a little bit of what she would call podcast talk. But, you know, I believe it worked out great. I'm still in contact with her. And, you know, if you could just make somebody feel loved and important in the moment and the now, is why, you know, questions like these are of great importance, and not only to your close circles of friends or acquaintances, but to strangers as well. And so I want to test you today. I want you to go out, you know, whether you're walking a street or just in the car or at your job, just ask a stranger, how are you doing today? Then ask somebody that you dearly love and are really close to, like, how are you doing today? Then I want you to wait intently and see what they say. And nonetheless, the outcome of it all, just remember, all in all, that shit just feels good to be asked and to deliver that care to somebody else, to kind of just do like a fucking pause break in the world and just a checkup. It's like, hey, my friend, how are you doing today? Not like, hey, man, you good? There's a difference in the way you say stuff. So I implore you, ask a stranger and ask somebody that's close to you, hey, how are you doing today? Not in general, please include the today. You know, share a smile, you know, share a laugh, and share some love with yourself and others all around you. That's kind of the name of game, this whole unconditional love vibe. We have this power within us to share everything, literally everything, with everyone else. At the end of the day, we're emotional beings. We're human beings. We know what shit feels like when somebody's angry at you or for no reason, or just happens to give you a random hug. I'm talking about that shit there. The randomness of unconditional love. So I want to thank you all for listening with your time and your energy today. I love you all and will always, always be available to anyone and anywhere, wherever you're at. I'm here for you. Whether you just need a listening ear or perhaps just need to hear my podcast talk directly to you, which is honestly just truly just my mind jam of perceptions from myself to all of you on this I Self-Reflect podcast. But in the end, remember, we're all self-reflections of each other. So I thank you also for mind jamming me today. My friends, how are you doing today?
Thanks for listening to this episode of the I Self-Reflect podcast. Subscribe and tune in next time to continue your journey to self-love, growth, and reflection. Make sure you follow us on all social channels at I Self-Reflect. And check out our shop at iselfreflect.com. That's iselfreflect.com. Until next time, keep spreading the love.